No, I don't think guys are really worried about that. I mean, it's just like a meet and greet, I guess. They'd be happy to say what's up to them, but keep it moving. So I haven't heard too many guys talk about it, or it's not a big issue, or something that guys are just looking forward to seeing Coach Lovey, from what I know. I don't know him, you know, for, you know, a lot of guys respect him and have a lot of love for him, but other than that, I mean, you got to go out there and beat him. Oh, Joshua, just, he's always a great teammate. He's a great leader. He was a great communicator as far as talking to every single guy, coming down to different guys' levels. And, you know, communication is, you know, you can't talk to everybody the same way. You know, great communicators, great teachers, you know, they're able to get on the level of whoever they're trying to teach or talk to. So I thought that was one thing that Josh did very well. He had an understanding for each guy, where they came from, and how to talk to each person and get the most out of them. I have no idea. I guess they just communication. Josh was able to communicate with Cuddy. You know, I think communication is the key to a lot of things. And they were able to communicate. And then communication is what you need in every relationship, whether it's your husband, your wife, or, you know, friendship. If you communicate, then you there's not as many issues. Just the fact that it could have been better. You know, I thought it was encouraging that we made plays and guys stepped up, but I thought we left plays on the field and we could have made more, we could have scored more points. So I wasn't very happy. You know, I was happy to get the victory, but I left encouraged a little bit because we could have did better, a lot better. You know, a lot of guys were happy, you know, because we put up yards and scored a couple points, but I thought we could do a lot better. I'm looking to, you know, step on throats and try to blow guys out. I wouldn't say it was much of a relief because we still got a long journey ahead of us. You know, backs still against the wall. That one win is just one step forward, so we got to take another step forward this week. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the possibilities. I'm very optimistic about, you know, life overall. So I look forward to playing this week and see if we get another step forward to the direction we want to go. Right now, we just got to follow the Yellow Brick Road.